Keith Mills with Chris Davis on our Road to Birdland segment. And Chris, your road begins in Texas, which very competitive athletically there, huh?
Absolutely. You know, I played all three freshman year in high school, played soccer when I was little. I mean, basically anything with a ball that was competitive, I was in. You've seen a lot of good players come out of the, not only the East Texas, but just the North Texas area. A lot of guys that are in the big leagues, Jake being one of them. Troy's from South Texas. There's a guy named Josh Tomlin who's from East Texas, mm-hmm. Clay Buchholz. I mean, there's guys everywhere. So it's
pretty good fraternity.
Yeah, it is. It is, and it's just a bunch of, you know, good old boys that have, you know, had some success at the big league level.
Cowboys fan growing up?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Was that the Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman years?
Yeah, Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Jay Novacek when I was younger, the whole America's team. I'm still a huge Cowboys fan, although in the past few years, fantasy football has probably turned me on to a number of different teams that I thought I would never root for. Still won't root for the 49ers, the Eagles.
Of course not. or Redskins.
Or the Redskins. But,
Ravens fan? Have to be a Ravens fan.
I am a Ravens fan. And
that could be your AFC team.
Yeah, well, and it helps that they're in a different conference. But I've always been a big fan of their defense. I mean, obviously with Ray Lewis, Ed Reed. You know, guys, Peter Boulware back in the day a little bit.
Man, you are going back.
Yeah. I was just a big fan of their defense. I used to play Madden, and I'd get the Ravens defense and trade them over all over the Cowboys. So you have the offense and the defense. But, yeah, I mean, I have a lot of respect for what those guys do, and I think it's cool to be up here and kind of be a part of what they do.
When did you realize that, hey, maybe I could take this to the next level?
I think when I was probably about 15 or 16. I mean, when I was younger, I was a little bit bigger than everybody, and I felt like I was a little bit ahead of everybody my age. You know, and then you get older, everybody matures, and, you know, guys start growing and coming into their own, and you can kind of see where you fall in competitively with these guys. And I started traveling to Dallas and playing in tournaments in Nebraska, you know, all over the country. And I went to a perfect game tournament when I was 16. It was actually in Lincoln, Nebraska, and put on a good show in BP and kind of established myself as a next-tier player, committed to the University of Texas. And that was kind of when I put myself on the map, and it's when I realized, I was like, hey, man, I could actually maybe make a living out of this someday. So it was just kind of a progression thing. I was drafted like the third from last pick my senior year.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. But, I mean, I was just I was actually drafted by the Yankees in the 50th round, and they knew I had signed a letter of intent with the University of Texas and just kind of wanted to let me know that they were thinking about me. So it was an honor, but I'm glad I didn't wear a pinstripe.
That's her way. Who influenced you growing up?
Definitely my dad. My dad coached me from the time I was little to, you know, still coaches me today.
And of course he does.
And, you know, it's all in good fun. But, you know, he was obviously a big part of me developing into the player I am today. Showed me the basics, taught me what it means to play the game. And then my biggest influence probably in the game would have been Michael Young. I mean, just the way he plays the game, the way he goes about his business, kind of helped me grow and learn what it meant to be a professional in all aspects of the game, on the field and off the field. But it started out with dear old dad. You know, he said when I was, I can't remember if I was three or four, but I was real young, I was playing around in the backyard. And I had this little T-ball, bat and ball, you know. And he said, I threw it up and hit it. And he, like, kind of stepped back and he's like, wait a minute. You know, like, all right, well, you know, maybe first time's a charm. And he said, I did it like three or four times. And he's like, all right, I got to get in, you know, get on this thing. And
that's amazing.
It was just one of those freak things that I think God was kind of like, hey, I got some talent in this kid. You might want to pay attention. So, you know, like I said, it was never forced on me. It was something that was always my choice, but something that I always had a passion for.
I've heard a lot of guys, from Cal Ripken to Brian Roberts, say minor league baseball teaches you a couple of things. One is how to overcome adversity and be mentally tough. You agree?
I do, and I was very fortunate to make my way through the Rangers system pretty quick. They traded to Teixeira in 2007, and I was actually playing third base in the next year. I went to my first big league spring training camp, and they moved me to first. And so I'm like, you know, I kind of saw the writing on the wall. I mean, I came up with the Elvis Andrews, the Craig Gentry, Derek Holland, Neftali Feliz. a good group of guys. And, I mean, there's a reason they're winning right now. It's not just because they're ridiculously talented. I mean, those guys know how to handle themselves, and they know how to go about their business.
So where were you when you got the call? You're going to the big leagues for the first time.
I was actually at the pool. We had an off day, and I didn't even have my phone. Taylor Teagarden, who's with us.
Right.
We were both in Oklahoma City together, playing for the Red Hawks, and we had an off day, and we were both at the pool hanging out. The manager had called my phone. Bobby Jones had called my phone several times and couldn't get a hold of me. Well, so he ends up calling Teagarden because he knows we're good buddies. And he's like, hey, man, have you seen Davis? And he's like, yeah, he's right here. He's like, put him on the phone. And the first thing he said to me, he's like, you're going to the big leagues, kid. And I was like, what? You know, like, I was kind of shocked because I didn't expect it to be so soon. I had a small panic attack because I, you know, had to get back to my apartment, pack everything up. And, you know, it was a whirlwind, really, the first 48 hours of being called up and going to Houston.
And that's where the team was in Houston.
Yeah, they were in Houston for the third game of the Lone Star Series or Showdown.
What was it like when you walked into the clubhouse for the first time?
It was pretty cool. And a lot of my family is from just north of Houston. My whole mom's side of the family is from just north of Houston. And so, I mean, everybody was there. And I knew, you know, I didn't know how to get tickets. This is my first big league game, so I'm like, didn't want to step on anybody's toes, you know. But I get to the clubhouse, and everybody was very congratulatory. And it was a whirlwind. It was a lot of emotions.
Yeah, that's Chris Davis. My thanks to Keith Mills and Chris Davis for doing that interview. Great stuff. Much more when we come back right here on 1090 AM WBAL.